better by Bird's Eye.
Bird's Eye Frosted Foods.
Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, RKO's brand new comedian Wally Brown, and...
Tells me this is just a fling. Yet you say our love means everything. Tells me I will cry again. Lips that kiss like yours could lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do? Should I believe my heart or you?
My heart tells me I will cry again. Lips that kiss like yours could lie again.
If I'm fool enough to see, if I do, should I believe my heart or you?
Everybody, this is Dinah, all set for a Thursday evening of music, laughs, and merriment. Hey, guess what I'm thinking about, Harry?
Christmas?
Uh-huh. But for tonight, I'm thinking of that man who's back again, Wally Brown.
Oh, no, I don't want him for Christmas.
Well, whether you want him or not, here he is, RKO's gift to the comedy world, currently co-starring in the new musical 7 Days Ashore, Wally Brown.
Thank you. Boy, am I excited tonight, Dinah. Do I feel terrible? Here it is, only 3 more weeks to Christmas, and I just found out that Santa Claus won't get down this year.
Oh, no, not that.
Oh, well, are you sure?
Well, sure. He works at the North Pole, and this year he's frozen to his job.
Well, listen, why can't Mrs. Claus take over his roof for him?
Oh, she's busy, too. She's getting time and a half in an ice plant. I mean, she's always... But really, Harry, you should see what people are getting each other this year. Even Crosby and Sinatra are exchanging gifts. They're giving each other earmuffs. Yeah, and Churchill and Roosevelt are sending Stalin a gift.
Well, what is it?
A second front. And Hitler hopes it's labeled Do Not Open before Christmas.
Oh, very good.
Well, listen, Wally, let me know when you get your Christmas tree. I'd like to help decorate it.
Oh, believe me, you'd look good on it, too. Where am I? Oh, yeah, the radio. Oh, yeah.
Listen, how about your Christmas cards, Wally?
Oh, I got those. I got some 5-cent ones and some 10-cent ones.
What's the difference?
Well, the 10-cent ones fit the envelopes. I mean, yeah. Oh, in fact, I'm sending cards to all my friends. Here's one I've got from my laundry man. Christmas comes but once a year. So do my shirts. And I hope he heard me.
You better be nice to your laundry man, Wally. After all, he's your last hope for a white Christmas.
Wally, did I understand you to say that you got gifts for all of us?
Everybody? Everyone?
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a kid about these things.
You know.
I wonder, would it be asking too much if I ask you what you got for me?
Oh, no, Harry, not at all. I got you a pair of those, they're imported, you know, all the way from the, you can wear them on your, their fur line, too, I mean. I mean, with the, this time of the year, you'll need them.
Oh, well, will they go with my...
Oh, perfectly, Harry.
Well, Wally, really, you shouldn't have done it.
Oh, well, don't worry, I didn't.
For heaven's sake, how did I get into this?
I don't know, really, they don't even fit you anyway, and, But I really sent Dinah a swell gift.
Oh, you did. Is it expensive?
I'll say it. Took all my money to pay the COD.
But, Dinah, if you knew the trouble I went to, why, you should have seen the crowd in those stores. Everybody was buying. Everybody was buying. No one was paying, but everyone was buying. And all those people all trying to do their Christmas shopping early. You know, I got a brother who was arrested for doing his Christmas shopping too early. They found him in the store before it was open. I mean, he was clever, though. He was really clever, really. He could walk into any music store, pick up any instrument, walk right out with it.
Did you finally get where you wanted to go?
Yeah, a woman carried me up to the fifth floor. She thought I was one of her bundles. And you talk about crowds and lines. Why, you know, some people are waiting at the wrapping counter so long they were getting their Social Security checks mailed to the store. It was awful. I saw one little kid, he was crying. I said, gee, what's the matter? Are you lost? He says, no, I was born here. People all over. In fact, you know, there was a lot of children up there. I saw two little kids dragging a great big heavy sack around. I says, why don't you two kids go and see Santa? One of them says, what do you think we got in the bag?
Well, Wally, did you finally get waited on?
Yes, and I got trampled on. But I stood my... It was my turn. I said, I'm not going to... I won't leave until... they pushed me down. They walked on me. I was known as aisle three. I didn't mind that so much, but when they made a white line down my back to separate the east and west traffic, that was too much. I got mad. I got up on the counter. I stood there for 1 minute. Sold for $1.25.
Boy, they'll buy anything, won't they?
They certainly will. And what a shortage of merchandise. I mean, everything they sold was one to a customer, so I bought one. It fits well, too. On the other foot, I had to wear the box, but I went... I went up to one clerk, I said, look, I'd like to see something nice in slacks. And she said, well, just stand on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, you wolf. But, you know, the real activity was down in the bargain basement. You know what that is. It's a proving ground for a civilian invasion force. It's wonderful. I bumped into a soldier right in the middle of the mob. I said, you doing your Christmas shopping? He said, who's shopping? This is my basic training for the commandos. And those women down there, thousands of women, they push you and shove you and crush you and hug you. It was awful.
Must have been.
Certainly was. I'm going back tomorrow.
You know, it's a treat these days to find a food you like and to find it plentiful, too. That's why I'm sure you'll welcome the big news we have for you tonight. It's about a brand new Bird's Eye frosted food that any Bird's Eye grocer in any part of the country has or can get for you. A grand new different Bird's Eye product. Bird's Eye oven-baked beans.
Yes, and what beans they are, ladies and gentlemen. Tender, delicious baked beans cooked New England style in brick ovens, just the way Grandma used to make them, with rich pork and real molasses. Bird's Eye, you know, uses only the best beans, next bakes them slowly until they simmer with oven-fresh goodness. And they're really different, for Bird's Eye baked beans come to you oven-fresh. The moment they're just perfectly baked, they're whisked from the bean pots, packaged, and immediately quick-frozen. This quick-freezing seals in all that grand, old-fashioned flavor of the beans, the pork, and the molasses, and holds it all until the beans reach your table. You actually can taste the oven-fresh goodness yourself. And if you don't enjoy Bird's Eye oven-baked beans more than any other baked beans you've ever tasted, more than the kind you make at home, better than beans you've been in the habit of buying, you'll get your money back. So get a package of Bird's Eye oven-baked beans and serve them for Saturday night supper with brown bread or cornbread and crisp green salad. Just ask for Bird's Eye oven-baked beans.
talking with a girl who was pretty blue, and we got to reminiscing. And it was funny. The things she remembered best are the things most of us remember. Like maybe a white gardenia, or a bid for the junior prom, or maybe her first job as a secretary, and that fellow in the office who finally gave her a tumble. And how the love stories on the screen became their story, and the stars in the sky became their own personal stars. Maybe there was a little song they used to be crazy about, too. A song like, It Had to Be You. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true. Might never be me. Might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gives me a thrill down in my heart, dear. Wonderful you, it had to be you.
There's a pair of newlyweds down the street, and the other day, Mrs. Newlywed took the points she'd saved up and bought a leg of lamb, put it in the oven at noon, and skipped off to a movie and window shopping till 7. She thought she'd get away with it, but when she got home, she found hubby in the kitchen and a little black cinder in the oven. So she tried this song on him.
Have I stayed away too long? Have I stayed away too long? If I came home tonight, would you still be my darling? Or have I stayed away? Love life that shone so strong. Sweet love life that shone so strong. If I came home tonight, would that same light be shining? Or did I stay away too long? I'm just outside of town. I'll soon be at your door. But maybe I'd be wrong to hurry there. I'd best be out of town and worry you no more, for maybe someone else has made you care. Have all of my dreams gone wrong? My beautiful dreams gone wrong? If I came home tonight, would you still be mine?
And now we take you to New York for our regular visit with our old friends William and Mary, played by Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young. Tonight, William and Mary are waiting for friends who are going to take them out to dinner. Mary is wearing a formal dinner dress, a little more than her usual makeup, and a brand new and quite wonderful hat. Presenting Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young as William and Mary.
That was Charlotte on the phone. They'll be by for us in about 15 minutes.
Good, I'm getting hungry.
So am I. How do you like my hat?
Hat? Where is it?
Why, here on my head. Where'd you think it should be?
As a gentleman, I hesitate to answer that one. It's a terrible hat. Why, you can't even see it.
Then why do you say it's terrible?
Because of the size of it. It's silly.
You'll get used to it. It'll grow on you.
What's wrong with it? It looks like something growing on you.
It seems to be a principle with you to disapprove of every new hat I get. Then after a while, you learn to like them. Oh, I wish you'd just start out once liking a hat of mine.
You had a hat a few years ago I adored from the start.
Which one was that?
Oh, a sort of brown felt thing.
Oh, Willie, that was an old sports hat. I even rode in that hat.
That was sporting of you. Most people prefer a saddle. I love that hat. It was dashing. Why don't you wear it tonight?
With a formal dress like this, that'd be dashing, all right.
It looks far better than that potholder you've got clamped on the back.
It's meant to be worn that way.
Makes you look as if you were in a perpetual state of surprise. Pull it forward more.
I can't. My nail polish isn't dry.
Mary, you have nice, well-shaped hands. Why do you imagine you need that hideous red polish?
Because without polish, my nails look like hoofs.
Hoofs?
Hooves. The things on the bottom of a horse.
A woman's hands without nail polish look nice. They look honest.
That's the last thing in the world I want to look.
Aren't you an honest woman?
Of course I am, but I don't want to look like one.
Mary, what a shocking thing to say. Do you want to look dishonest?
No, just an attractive borderline case. Oh, darn. This lipstick's almost used up.
Mary.
I've been using all year. You'd never have noticed if you hadn't seen me putting it on.
You know I hate makeup.
Only on me and on principle. Because, listen, Toots, I've noticed that whenever we go to a party, if there's a gal in the room with flaming lipstick and gory fingernails, you make a beeline for her like a homing pigeon.
Pigeons don't make beelines.
Well, if you were a pigeon, that's what you'd do, if pigeons did.
Well, I suppose makeup is all right for other
women but not for my wife.
Man doesn't want to kiss a girl who's all slathered up with lipstick.
Do you imagine I intend to kiss every man I meet?
Man likes his wife to look sensible and wholesome.
Wonder how you'd like me without any makeup at all.
I'd love it.
With my nose all unpowdered and gleaming.
I'd love it. A pretty woman without powder or makeup has a, well, a distinguished look.
That's right, dear. The distinguished look of a healthy tomato. Don't you even want your wife to look smart?
Yes, but not to the degree where she attracts attention. How would you like to have men staring at you in the streets?
I'd love it. In the streets or in buildings or in the open fields.
But a happily married woman...
That's just when a little attention is most needed for the morale.
Well, by heaven, I'm darned if I'll have my wife, the sort who...
Oh, you like the made-up creatures as temporary amusement, is that it? But you want your wife to be a little brown mouse. I mean a little gray wren. I mean an old shoe.
I don't want you to be an old shoe.
No, but that's what you meant. Okay, here goes. All right, Farrug, my wife, I'll show you.
What's the matter with you, Mary?
Nothing's the matter yet. I'm just turning myself into that little brown wren.
What are you doing, Mary?
Can't you see? I'm taking off the last vestiges of lipstick.
I didn't mean to take it all off.
Oh, but I'm going to, sweetheart. Men don't want to kiss women who are all slathered up with lipstick. Just wait till you see them lining up for this fine, wholesome, white-lipped vision.
Mary, stop rubbing your nose like that.
I'm not rubbing it. I'm polishing it. Getting that healthy, glowing, outdoor look. When I get through with my nose, you'll be able to see yourself in it.
I don't want to see myself in your nose. Are you going crazy?
Not at all. I'm going sensible, the way a man likes his wife to be.
But Mary...
Wait, honey child, I'm not finished yet. You objected to this hat. I think I can find that other, that dashing one you like so much.
Well,
right
no, Mary, I didn't mean...
And sure enough,
no.
Here it is.
Oh, wait a minute.
The best thing you've ever buried beneath
oh, Mary,
three
please.
Tennis rackets and a fishing rod. It's overdashed itself a bit, but we'll try. Just the thing with a formal afternoon dress.
Mary,
well,
you're perfectly preposterous.
Finishing touch, no powder, no lipstick, the old hat, and I've smeared off most of my nail polish.
Mary, I'm not sure
How
that
do I look?
Beyond words, awful. That is awfully nice. Oh, my Lord. Very nice indeed.
Well, there's the Perkins.
Yeah. We said we'd be ready.
I'm ready now.
Oh, come on, Mary. A joke's a joke, but...
But what?
You can't go looking that way.
That's why you said you want me to look. I have that honest appearance you like. The little brown mouse. The old gray shoe.
Then do something else quick. Get into a little dishonesty. come on, Mary. We can't keep them waiting.
But I tell you, I'm ready.
You can't go to a party fixed up that way.
I'm not fixed up. I'm fixed down.
And for goodness sake, fix yourself up. Powder your nose.
Why, Willie.
And put on some lipstick.
Why, Willie. Any other comments, dear?
Yes. Take off that appalling hat.
And just which one would you like me to wear, darling?
Another one.
Which other one?
Oh, heaven help me, that pretty little potholder you showed me before.
And now we return you to Dinah Shore in Hollywood.
Again in Hollywood with a very big thank you to Mary for handling William so very well. You know, there's a lot to handling a man.
Oh, that's... Well, I think we men have more trouble handling you women.
Oh, no, Harry.
Oh, yes, Dinah. Don't you think so, Wally?
Well, certainly do, Harry.
I didn't mean to wake you.
No, I know. You know, there are two ways to handle a woman.
There are.
And I don't know either of them. All I know about a woman is that if she looks young, she's old. If she looks old, she's young. If she looks back, follow her.
I don't think you have the right approach, Wally. The way to handle a woman is to compliment her. Admire the way she looks.
That's the thing, Wally. That's... Dinah, that's a lovely dress you're wearing tonight.
Well, thank you, Harry.
It's nothing at all. As a matter of fact, that dress brings out your eyes.
It brings yours out, too, I mean.
After all, Wally, that's beside the point. Really, another way to handle women, Wally, is to talk to her intimately about the things you're interested in. Yeah. Now, I, for instance, enthrall the gals with my conversation on Bird's Eye Frosted Foods.
Boy, what a chance I missed last night.
Why?
There I was sitting on the sofa with my girl. Her arm was right there, but the... And my arm was... And it was slipping around her... And a tiny waist it is, too. I mean, it was all ready to... And her big brown eyes looked into... And I snuggled closer, and I looked into hers, and... I should have whispered, darling... Do you think I... Could I... I mean, that is... May I... Have I ever told you about Bird's Eye Oven Baked Beans? Is that what you mean, Harry?
Exactly, but I would go further than that.
You would?
Oh, yes. Yes. I would have said, Bird's Eye Oven Baked Beans are something new and different.
Oh.
Different from any other beans you ever ate.
Sure.
They're cooked grandma's way, baked New England style in brick ovens with pork and molasses... Baked until they simmer with oven-fresh goodness.
Oh, I can just see it.
Yes.
There we were on the sofa. Both of my arms around her, and as I look into her eyes, I say...
Yes?
They simmer with oven-fresh goodness.
That's it. That's it, Wally.
I got it.
Then tell her that Bird's Eye Oven Baked Beans are quick-frozen so that all their natural goodness and old-fashioned flavor are sealed right in.
Oh.
Held there for you to enjoy.
Sure.
Then slowly move your head closer to hers... And with joy in your face, tell her that Bird's Eye Oven Baked Beans not only taste different from other baked beans, and better, more delicious, but they take fewer ration points.
Oh.
They're a bargain in ration points.
Put a little ration in my passion, huh?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And then, to really make her see things your way, Wally...
Yes?
You give her a package of Bird's Eye Oven Baked Beans, and you tell her how easy they are to prepare.
Sure.
Just take them out of the package and heat them up.
All right. I say, darling, heat them up. And then I get the girl...
No, you get baked beans for dinner.
You know, a lot of people dream about the plastic house of the future, or automobiles with two-way television and landing fields on top of our home in the world of tomorrow. But most folks dream of that world of yesterday, the showboat putting through a streak of silver moonlight on the Mississippi. And walks through a country lane when magnolias in spring have their coming out party, and a lazy old quartet on the curb humming a lazy old song. Carry me back to Virginia. There's where the cotton and the corn potatoes grow. There's where the birds warble sweet in the springtime.
folks, with toy shops closed on Sundays, I figure about 19 more shopping days for Christmas. But if every day is bond-buying day for America, maybe our boys will be trimming the tree themselves next Christmas. This is Dinah locking up for the night and putting a candle in the window to light your way to our place again next Thursday. And between now and then, don't forget that food is a fighting weapon. American food goes along with our boys wherever they're abroad. It helps feed many of our allies and our uniformed men and women encamped in this country. It helps keep our home front war workers healthy. So respect food, won't you? Conserve it. Make the most of every bit you buy. Eat healthfully. For food is fighting for freedom right now. Your freedom and mine. Thanks, and so long, everybody.
Harry Bonzell saying, better buy Bird's Eye. The better buy for flavor and for ration points. Starting this Sunday, Bird's Eye quick frozen foods will be a greater ration point value than ever before. For example, those swell Bird's Eye oven baked beans will be reduced to only 2 green points a package. Delicious Bird's Eye rhubarb will take only 6 green points. Bird's Eye squash, just 2 green points. Really, you can't find a better ration point bargain than those grand, garden-fresh Bird's Eye foods. So next week, better buy Bird's Eye Frosted Foods. Next Thursday, Bird's Eye Frosted Foods will again bring you the Dinah Shore program with Cornelia Otis Skinner, Roland Young, Wally Brown, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, and the Joseph Lilly Singers. And so, goodbye until next week. Dinah, radio's definitely amusing. What?
Elucidate further.
Well, I know that each program begins in a manner quite different from any other.
Mm-hmm.
But each concludes with exactly the same terminology.
Lucidly observing, old boy. You refer, I take it, to that moment when the announcer ogles the clock and says he...
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.